Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Linda Busick, for those of you who don't know who I am. I'm from the Bellevue United Methodist Church, and I'm a lay servant there. I have spent most of my time in the pews, but this past year I went through a life-changing event, and it made me spend a lot of time with God, and he kind of prodded me to become a little more of an advocate for him and try to come out of my comfort zone and start helping to spread his word and get a little more comfortable with talking about my faith. So I hope that I can send you out this morning to think about a little bit more about your faith and how you approach your life with God. So here we are, January 8th, a new beginning and a starting over point. How many of you are just a little bit glad that the holiday season's passed? The hustle and bustle of the fun times that we spend celebrating the birth of Jesus, all mixed up with the buying of gifts for everyone, making new and old recipes, going to the store numerous times, those really crowded stores, for things that we've forgotten. How many times over have we done that? Or in my case, I get to send Randy, my poor sweet husband. I sent him to the store over and over for things that I'd forgotten, that I should have made lists for. But I give him a detailed list of just exactly what I want, which he has no idea what these things are. So he starts helplessly asking people what white chocolate is. Is it almond bark? White chocolate chips? He has no idea. That, of course, ensues a detailed question and answer conversation with people, asking exactly what his crazy wife's trying to make, which he has no idea of. And then, this, of course, is taking too long for me on my end, so I start sending him text messages asking him what he's doing because it's taking longer than what I want. Because I need my stuff to make the recipes that I want to make. The anxiety starts raging and raging and raging. So I have to step back and take a deep breath and say, God's going to get me through this. Nobody's going to know whether I made almond bark, fudge, whatever. They're not going to notice. I'm the only one that knows what I had planned to make. So I just have to relax and put it in God's hands. The holidays are famous for causing high levels of stress and anxiety of people of all ages. Children are consumed with the anticipation of Santa Claus coming. They have Christmas programs at church, schools. They're waiting for their grandparents, their cousins, aunt and uncles to come. Parents are overwhelmed with the expectations of their daily duties at their jobs, year-end reports, and now we add shopping, baking, wrapping of presents, and traveling. The list grows by the day. No wonder, once Christmas Day is past and January comes, we all step back and just try to relax. For many Christians, the definition of Epiphany is a reminder that God the Father's unlimited love and mercy, which he has extended to all mankind through the revelation of his Son and the hope of salvation, is now manifest for all who come to him in faith. So today, I want to talk to you about choosing peace, letting go of all the anxiety that we get caught up in, and letting God handle what is out of our control. Many of my words today come from Joyce Myers, the author of Worry-Free Living. In Psalm 118:24, we learn that this is the day the Lord has made. Who will rejoice and be glad in it? Anxiety can mean to take thought or apprehensiveness, or being worried about what may happen, concern about possible or a future event. Anxiety is caused by mentally and emotionally getting involved into things that are not here yet or things that have already been. This means we can become anxious any time we leave the present moment and allow our thoughts to take us back to the past, which may cause feelings of anger, guilt, or regret, or allow them to take us forward to the future, which may result in anxiety that comes from uncertainty. When we let the Lord into our lives and help us understand anxiety, we can become less intense and enjoy life. If we rejoice in peace, sure, you're going to get upset and frustrated, but we can learn not to stay and upset in that. 1 Peter 5:8 states that we are sober-minded, vigilant, and cautious, constantly on guard against our enemy who seeks to devour us. We can recognize and resist worry, anxiety, and being upset. Many times people miss the very first word of Psalm 118:24, which is this. When the psalmist writes, "This is the day the Lord has made," he is encouraging us to embrace and enjoy every present moment. Many times we postpone our rejoicing and being glad until we think certain circumstances are perfect. The fact is, perfection will never happen in this life. We will always be hoping and praying about something. If we wait until we think everything in our lives is just right before we rejoice, we will miss a lot of the joy and blessings that God has for us. We need to learn to enjoy each day and every moment, even when circumstances are difficult. If weak, we can rejoice and be thankful in this, whatever this situation may be. Even when circumstances are difficult, we will grow in a spiritual maturity and we will be happier and more peaceful people. Consider new parents, for example. First, they'll be so happy when that baby sleeps through the night. Then, when it crawls, walks, talks, starts school, drives, even though that's a little anxiety-driven in itself. Then it graduates from high school, goes to college. Before we know it, that child's an adult with children of their own. And we've forgotten to rejoice in all the blessings of each and every stage of that life. Now, I know that's an exaggeration, but if we get caught up in all of those things, if we're not careful, it could really happen. Psalm 16:11 teaches us, "You will show me the path of life, in your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore." True joy comes from seeking God's face or his presence. A familiar saying tells us to seek God's presence, not his presence or the things he can do for us. To live life in the fullness of joy of the Lord, we must find something besides our current situations on which we base our joy and gladness. The world is full of people and situations that will never please us. Even those people and things that do please us may do so for only a short time. Sooner or later, people, even Christians, may disappoint or fail us, and circumstances will go against us. That's why we must learn to derive our happiness and joy not from what is going on around us, but from the Spirit of the Lord inside us. We learn not to fret and be anxious about anything, but to give thanks and praise to God in all things. This is the way to stop worrying and start enjoying peace. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 through 20 teaches us to give thanks in everything, for this is the will and the God for Christ, you in Christ. Do not quench the spirit, do not despise prophecies, but examine all things. Hold fast to what is good. We will always have opportunities to be worried and fretful. The enemy will see to that. The enemy will see to that because he knows anxiety weighs down our hearts. When he does try to make us anxious or upset, we can cast that burden of anxiety on the Lord with prayer and thanksgiving, making our requests known to him. Then the peace and the passes of all understanding will keep our hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. 1 Peter teaches us casting all our cares on him because he cares for you. One reason we fret and fear and worry and have anxiety so much is that we simply have our priorities mixed up. We are seeking our securities in the things of this world rather than in God who created this world. God meets the needs of every created thing, including you and me. As believers, we are supposed to seek him, not the fulfillment of our needs. If we seek him first, he has promised to provide us in every way, to open doors of opportunity he has for us, to give us the security that we need. Psalm 37:4 teaches us, delight in yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. There are three sources of anxiety we might come across very often. Remember, the definition of anxiety is the way we feel when we mentally leave where we are and start thinking about the aspect of a past or future. To become mature believers, we need to understand that God wants us to be now people. People focus and live in the present moment. We all live in the present physically, but we often let our minds take us back to regrets of the past or move us forward to all things that we could worry about in the future. We need to learn to live in the present, not only physically, but mentally and spiritually. When we let our minds speed ahead to the next task before we are finished with the task we are doing, that's when we get frustrated and anxious. We need to learn to turn our thoughts to what we are doing in the present moment. We can learn from the past, and we are wise to prepare for the future, but we need to live in the present. Another obstacle we face in being at peace is conversations and confrontations. How many of you have rehearsed a conversation of what you're going to say only to figure out what the other person is going to say so you can figure out how you're going to have that perfect reply? It goes round and round in your head only to make you more stressed, and it just keeps going round, and then you end up never having that conversation anyway. Jesus told his disciples that they will face opposition preaching the gospel, but when that happens, the Holy Spirit will speak through them. We need to prepare for some conversations, but if we rehearse them excessively, we could fall into trusting ourselves and forget to trust the Holy Spirit. When we depend completely on God, he will work things out, and we trust him to do so, then we can stay at peace. Now, we all have duties and obligations of everyday life. But when we throw the mix of the holidays, cooking, cleaning, getting ready for guests, that can cause us a lot of anxiety and stress. But it's only on us. The people around us don't really see that. They don't know whether we made that extra batch of fudge. I had to realize when I was getting all stressed out when Randy was at the store that they didn't miss the fact that I didn't make that extra batch of toffee. I didn't even make the toffee. I didn't even realize it till the next week that I forgot to make the toffee. But as we learn in Luke 10:38-42, Martha got all stressed out about the house and the food. She couldn't enjoy the fact that Jesus was in her house. She was worrying and worrying, but her sister Mary, she sat at his feet to listen to him and happily enjoyed his presence and his fellowship. So are you a Martha or a Mary? All the responsibilities that we have to fill every day are there for us. But we can choose to be like a Martha, all flustered and upset, or we can choose to be like Mary, at peace, and enjoy the presence of the Lord. We want to enjoy our everyday lives. When Jesus said in John 14:27 that he gave us peace, he also said that his peace is not as the world gives. And as believers, we no longer have to live according to the standards and values of the world. We can live according to the priority of God's kingdom. Jesus said in Luke 17:21, the kingdom of God is within you, in your heart. This is for all believers. In Romans 14:17, the Apostle Paul explained what the kingdom of God is. And all the kingdom of God is not as a matter of getting food and drink, one likes, but instead is righteousness, the state which makes a person acceptable to God, and heart, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. These qualities, righteousness and peace and joy in our hearts, are characteristics of life in kingdom, a life that is available to all believers. I can't think of any better way to enjoy our everyday lives than to live a lifestyle of God's kingdom by focusing on righteousness, peace, and joy. When we think of righteousness, it may sound like something we could never achieve. Thankfully, it's not something that we have to work for or something we can earn. It's a gift from God. 2 Corinthians 5:21 said, "For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ." Because of our personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ, we not only made righteous, but also have access to peace and joy, which is listed in Galatians, as two of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Though we always have access to joy and peace through the Holy Spirit, these qualities grow in us as we continue building and growing in our personal relationship with the Lord. The Lord brings us victory. 2 Chronicles 20:17 says, You shall not need to fight in this battle. Take your positions, stand still. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Take your positions, stand still. And see the deliverance of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Now sometimes we wonder why it seems God is not moving in our lives. The answer may be that we still have too much confidence in our own abilities and are still relying on the arm of the flesh in some way. The reason God may not be taking control of our situation is that we still will not let go of it. This may be in part why 2 Chronicles 20:15 says to battle, representing the battle we face in life, is not ours, but belongs to the Lord. We have to recognize that we are powerless against our enemies and admit that we do not know what to do. Then we need to declare that our eyes are on God and that we trust Him to deliver us. Once we stop looking at the arm of the flesh for help, for solutions to our problems, God will begin to give us solutions to our problems. God will begin to give us instructions and lead us to victory. Sometimes He will lead us to do specific things, but often He simply leads us to stand still. When He spoke to the people of Judah in the face of the great opposition, He said, "Take your positions, stand still, and see deliverance of the Lord." During the battles we face in our lives, we would be wise to take some time to stand still. Waiting on the Lord to hear what He wants to say to us. In fact, it might even do us do absolutely nothing for a certain amount of time, except fall to our knees and say, "Lord, I am waiting on You. I worship You and wait for You to move against my enemies and bring forth my deliverance." However, the type of waiting God desires is not at all passive. It is spiritually active. We should be aggressively expecting God to move on our behalf at any moment. As we seek the Lord to spend time in His presence, we are choosing to lean on Him and His everlasting arms, rather than the faulty arms of the flesh. This kind of life, the life of leaning on the Lord, knowing He is with us, goes before us to win our battles. It is a vital key to finding peace and experiencing a worry-free life. We may often feel that we should only ask God for help with the big things, but He cares about everything that concerns you and me. So whether you are in a major battle or dealing with a minor irritation, put your trust in God and lean on Him. We can be confident that God is working in us, changing us, and helping us grow through our faith in Him so we can fulfill His good plans in our lives. In Philippians 1:6, Paul writes to assure us of this: "He who begins a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up till the time of His return, developing the good work and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you." You and I may have confidence that God will complete the good work He begins in us. What Paul is saying is simply this: God is the one who started the work in you, and He is the one who will finish it. This means that we should allow God to do His work without trying to interfere. We need to be patient and rest in Him and His accomplishments, what He needs to be done, instead of getting involved in things when they are not happening as quickly as we would like or in a way that we would like. There are certain responsibilities we have in our lives, but there are certain things that God can do. We are to do our part and let Him do His. This takes the pressure off of us, which relieves the worry, anxiety of trying to build our lives. So I challenge you, meditate or pray on top of your daily prayers. There are 1,440 minutes in each day. take 10 extra minutes on top of your daily prayers, at least. Give it a chance. You will find if you start praying, when you start worrying or stressing and overthinking your feelings of anxiety, they will decrease and you will become calmer and feel closer to God. Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, please help all of us to choose peace, to choose you, to show us to cast our anxiety and give it all to you. Let us lean on your arms, not on our arms of the flesh. Teach us to take time to pause and listen for your guidance, because above all things, you know the best way and you know how to give us peace in our lives to live a more worry-free life. In your name we pray. Amen.